Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. I'm Andy.
I'm Connor.
Sarah.
No.
I go first.
Me.
You have the bag. Yeah, wait, no, who has the bag?
I have the bag.
You have the bag.
Yeah.
And that's Connor.
Bro.
We got to switch it up this week. I don't wish my fate on anyone.
So, today we'll be talking about something that I actually got inspired from the last... which is better, is games that should be resurrected. Yeah. Now, we might also be going over the fact of what makes games, in our opinion,
like attractive.
Attractive, yeah.
Like what pulls us to that game in the first place.
Right. And me and Connor definitely had a great conversation about something, that we played together. Not together, but we played. That was really nice about that game. But we'll get into that conversation later. And I guess we're going to kick it right off, huh?
Nope.
Never mind.
No. Okay, you can keep the bag, bro.
Good.
It's good.
That's what I want.
Good? We'll just...
It's what I've always wanted. It's gotten
warm.
Hungry. Okay? I don't want it. I don't want anything else besides this
okay.
bag.
Okay. Okay.
It's gotten warm.
Okay. Yeah, it's warm in here, okay?
Andy, I think that you should keep the bag warm for Connor.
Are you making coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's perking.
Yeah, the coffee's perking. We have a percolator. It's my favorite.
French press better, but, you know.
French press is cool, but, like, I always burn the coffee in the French press.
Whatever.
It's real hard to fuck up a percolator.
I've done it.
You... Because you did it without supervision the first time. It was really funny.
Well, yeah. No, here, you know how to use this? No, not really. Okay, here you go.
Well,
you're on your own, kid.
Thanks.
Okay, wait a second. I said, do you know how to use this? And you're like, I have a general idea. That's how I remember the conversation going. So I was like, okay, cool, I'll leave you.
So in other words, it's not my fault.
No, I never said it was your fault. I said it was funny.
100%. Your fault.
I'm saying it's everybody else's fault for not helping me.
Did you ask for help? Do I remember yes, you asking not. For help?
No. Why would I? I'm a man. I don't ask for help.
There you go. Problem solved.
You should.
Or actually, mystery solved.
I'm going to use a woman card here for a second. You should have been able to read my mind.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in trouble.
I've never once said that in my entire life.
No, you've never said that to me. You've never said that to me at all.
Should have read my mind. Actually, I joke regularly about, I don't know what you're thinking, I don't read minds anymore.
Anymore?
I quit, yeah.
You quit? So you used to read minds.
I used to read
minds.
Wow. Did you learn stuff you didn't want to learn? Is that why?
You have no idea.
All right. I won't ask you what you learned from my mind.
It's okay. I quit before I met you. There. You're safe. You're good.
So
I know what's in there. So
woohoo.
How about them witches betters?
Witches betters.
But I want the bag.
We should call them wibs now. From now on,
wibs.
Which is better?
Wibs. Who's ready for some wibs?
Wow. Oh
God. All right.
Oh, boy.
Which is better?
Me.
I don't know which one.
Definitely not you, Randy.
Oh. He's got a mouth full of coffee, so he can't even retaliate.
Wow.
Feel it.
Dick.
Which is better, Grav or Rift Wizard?
Grav. I'm going with Grav.
Rift Wizard.
How original.
Wow. Did you do your homework that I told you to do? last week?
No, I did not.
It's okay, me neither.
You didn't either?
No. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
He sent us a picture of his and everything. Yeah. Like,
was Leland's.
Oh, it was Leland's.
That's Leland's.
Oh, yeah, my nephew started. We'll talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll touch back.
You didn't tell me that.
Anyways, Grav.
Is better?
Is it better?
Maybe. Maybe it's not.
Riff Wizard. Come on.
Is definitely not. Okay, Grav is a sandbox experience where you explore a multitude of planets, hunt strange alien creatures, build and defend outposts, craft weapons and armor, and attempt to survive against other players in a hostile environment.
So
No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky, yeah.
No Man's Sky, like, anybody?
Yeah, I just changed the name to Grav. I was hoping to throw you guys off.
Gotcha.
Or Rift Wizards. Rift Wizards is a tough-as-nails fantasy roguelike featuring challenging turn-based combat and deep open-ended character building. Craft your spellbook from over 100 unique spells and abilities and fight your way through a series of procedurally generated challenges. Yeah.
Sure.
Sorry.
That sounds super technical. I might switch.
I'm going to stay.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to switch.
I'm going to hold.
Rift Wizard.
Rift Wizards is it.
Hey.
Wow. 2 points for me.
2 points for you.
1 point for Sarah. Mm-hmm. And no points for the bag.
There's still time. It's okay. Hey, you said you wanted it.
I did.
We're just helping you out.
I know.
It's good.
Did I complain?
No.
Thank you.
Not yet.
He rolled his eyes.
Yeah, I said I wanted it, and then you still only got a point, Sarah. God.
Well, Rift Wizard sounded totally stupid until you explained it. Like, what kind of a name is Rift Wizard? Versus
I thought
Grav.
It was going to be like a Guitar Hero thing, like Rift Wizard. Like
without the T. Without the T. Yeah, Riff Wizard.
Riff Wizard.
Riff Wizard. How'd that go?
I don't know.
It actually reminded me of
something.
Have you seen the YouTube clips of the guys doing, like, it was like a game show? And the guy's like, all right, you have 30 seconds to try to sell me this keyboard with all P's.
Yes.
All P's.
And the dude sold it so well. Is he like going through it? He's just like, yeah, have you ever wanted like to, you know, send an email, but you just didn't know exactly what to say? Well, this forces you to say only the right things because it's the best letter of the alphabet. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Yes.
I love that.
And then the like final question was just like, so if I construct an email, what would it sound like? And the guy's just like, oh, that's easy. It would sound like...
It's like you're saying hippopotamus, but like only the P part.
You just did it so well. It was hilarious. It was great.
That's awesome.
That's so good.
That's just what that reminded me of. You can pick up Rift Wizards right now for $11.24 on Steam.
No.
Is it on sale?
It's on sale until September 8th.
Okay, which is Wednesday.
Yep. And it's only 25% off. So it's only dropping it by a few bucks anyway. It's 15 normally.
Oh, that's still not bad.
But hey, a deal's a deal. Or we have Grav, which has mixed reviews. It's actually not bad. It's $20 for it. It's early access, though. And wow, it's from 2015. It's kind of old.
Never mind. I was going to say that's why it's mixed reviews is because it's early access. But it's one of those games we were talking about like last week. What was the one we were talking about last week? That it's been early access since like 2011 or something stupid.
Oh, I don't know exactly which one, but and yeah, it's practically
it's No practically Man's Sky. Like a whole game.
Yeah, that's No Man's Sky. That's No Man's Sky.
Good Lord.
With shittier jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Yeah, the jumpsuits are kind of crappy.
Yeah. You can buy a 4-pack to play with your friends for $60.
Nope. Keep your money. Go buy it. Go buy a No Man's Sky.
Now that's better. You can actually say that.
Or just buy Rift Wizards.
Or just buy Rift Wizards. Yeah. It's definitely not a game that everyone would enjoy. It's kind of special for this, though.
Oh.
Okay, so we need some fan mail because my cat is currently telling me that he's hungry, which is false. So if y'all could like write in and tell my cat, "Dear Jackson, you are not hungry." That'd be great.
That's all you want? Can you guys just tell me that my cat's not hungry? That'd be great. Can you write to my cat to tell him he's not hungry?
Dear Jackson, you're not hungry. P.S. Stop biting your person.
Yeah. He does that whole thing where he'll bite your shirt or something.
Would you rather? Which is better? I fixed it.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a second. All right. They're really close in
it's
name.
All good. Good catch. Okay. Good catch.
Which is better? Cloud Gardens or Erzurum? Ezrum?
Ezrum?
Ezrum? Erzurum? Erzurum?
Erzurum?
Erzurum?
U-M. Erzurum.
Yeah, Erzurum.
Zumba. No.
I'll go with the one that we cannot pronounce.
Yeah, the weird name. Yeah. I'll go that one too.
That starts with an E.
Okay. So we have Erzurum is a winter survival game which you will struggle against freezing temperatures, the wild nature, hunger, and thirst.
Okay.
Okay.
Then we have Cloud Gardens. Chill game about using plants to overgrow abandoned wasteland dioramas. I was trying to pick two like shorter ones.
Yeah, that's not much to go on.
I'm going to let Sarah pick this side
of
it.
I'm going to switch. I'll go to Cloud Gardens.
Do 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 do.
Mostly just because I can't say Erz.
I'm gonna.
So that's not which is better. You just couldn't pronounce it.
Correct.
It's
a terrible reason.
Gonna stay.
Ow.
Okay. Looks like we're rolling.
Uh oh.
You and Sarah.
You and me.
Uh oh.
No, that means she lost because she switched twice now.
She switched, but it was the right one.
So she only got 2 points.
A point, which means two.
I have 2 points total.
You stayed. So I only got, one?
You
then.
Got 1 point.
I stayed.
So I still,
for
then
both
I still do
games.
Have it.
Yeah.
So he has 2 points.
But you lost. Like, it was the wrong one.
Yeah, so I had 2 points from the original.
Yes.
And then I have 0 points. You have no points.
I have one.
He has 1 point.
You have 1 point.
Yeah.
Cause I have
got
two.
You. Yes, because I only got you. See how those points just kind of fucks me?
Yeah,
did you guys realize that?
We might need to edit this.
Because as long as you get one right, I literally can't win. As long as you get one of them both right, I can't win.
Even after switching?
What do you mean?
So like if we both switched and...
I don't get any
extra
points for switching.
Yeah.
It's whether you get it or not.
Yeah. Okay. We need to edit this point system. We'll figure it out. Come back next week for another exciting episode of
Wait. What if we gave him a half point for us switching? That would give him a whole point.
Why would we give him a half point?
Since you swapped, I would get a half point because you swapped. Is that what you're saying?
But why wouldn't you just get a whole point, like a half point? Because then he's going to end up with 3.5 points, and that's just messy.
How would he end up with 3.5 points if there's two of us?
What if we both switched one round? Okay.
That's
my
one point.
That's 1 point.
Yeah, and then one of us switched the second round.
Okay.
But
that's
we both
one and
lost,
a half points.
So he gets a point for the switch, and he gets a point each for when we both lose.
That doesn't matter.
Is half points are dumb. Just make it a whole point.
No, half point, because now he's just got a whole point.
It would make it so I pretty much wouldn't be able to lose now. If you guys
so we're
ever
back
swapped.
To where we started.
Yeah. It would just... Swap it around 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was a whole point.
Do we admit the points suck?
No, it's not the points suck.
We just got to figure out a better system.
You know, this non-complicated system, if we didn't have points.
Are you talking about just a wins of losses? Is that what you mean?
Well, we were rolling to decide who would have won by this point, because I think it would have been me and you.
Yeah.
Would have.
That's why I said we were going to roll, but then
we rolled the off. Points
were different. Yes.
So roll. I've been outvoted, so roll. No. That's okay.
Let's just move on. I got the bag of shame, which is what I wanted.
It's just what I
There's
wanted.
There's no rolling. There's no rolling together. Ever.
It's good. We got it.
We'll fix it for next week. We'll change it.
Thanks, Lindsay.
It was a good suggestion.
It was a suggestion.
Okay, because before the points, I had the bag all the time. Now it's after the points. Now Connor has the bag all the time. Now we need to switch it again so you have the bag all the time.
So you're going to make the person wearing the bag be the person that's winning? What?
That's false.
No, because
make that change.
I'm the one winning.
No,
almost
you can't
all
make
the
that
time.
Change.
Then there's no way.
Okay. All right. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna actually do some great homework, and I'm gonna come back with some games you just won't be able to pick out. That's the better reason. I'm gonna pick two games. All right, Dirt and Garbage. Okay, which one would you rather play?
Dirt, because it's a racing game.
Okay, it's not that racing game.
It's not that racing game.
It's a shooter.
Oh. Okay. Actually, I know in which space. One you're talking about.
In space, with dwarves.
So which one would you like? Want Dirt or Garbage?
Oh, my goodness.
Winning all the time.
Yeah, okay, so maybe we just need to change the game.
It's kind of hard to find a game that I haven't done before that has a great little blurb.
Yeah.
But the game's just trash. It's harder to find that now that I've used all the other ones. I mean, yeah. How many episodes have we actually done this? And I've done two.
Shit. I don't know. A lot.
I mean, there's a lot of games. Don't get me wrong, but.
But you got to be picky.
I had to be picky.
Right.
Or you guys just get them.
We should start doing. You know what we could do? We could expand the category. It doesn't have to just be games from Steam. Because that's usually what you do, right? It's just Steam games.
Yeah, well, I don't know any other games either.
We could...
It's easier that way,
Garbage.
Though.
Garbage.
Garbage.
Xbox games.
Did Halo pop up first?
Oh my god! Holy shit! Holy shit! That's even for a PlayStation user, that's like stepping
I'm
on
totally
some serious
kidding.
Fucking toes. There.
I'm totally kidding.
Well,
I
you'll
love
be laughing
Halo
when
as a kid.
The new Elder Scrolls is possibly going to be
Skyrim
Xbox exclusive.
Oh!
I got a PC. It's okay.
Connor, you're supposed to spill the tea, not drink it.
Bitch.
It's okay. It's probably just going to be Skyrim again.
For the 20th time. There actually is going to be another one coming out. You know that, right?
Yeah, I heard.
For the, what, 10 year anniversary?
Yeah.
Right? And what are they? They're adding fishing.
Yo, fuck that.
They're adding fishing. Don't you worry, guys. Let's buy a whole other Skyrim to play some fishing.
So RuneScapes?
Yeah, pretty much.
It just doesn't have dungeoneering.
I feel like we're kind of on a Disney theme today where we're just remaking stuff that's already been made. And it's not necessarily better.
Yeah. Crash Bandicoot wasn't that great. The new one.
Oh, I haven't played. I was about to say, like...
It's harder.
It's harder, but at the same time, it's like...
But you're talking about the same one.
They add way too much. It's just not as fun.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
I'll just do better homework.
So, what's your game of the week there, Brew?
Don't got one.
Don't got one. Okay.
Well, what new games have really been coming out, and what ones do I really know? To really make it worth the game of the week that I can actually back 100%.
It's fair.
Then I'll talk about my other thing then.
Okay. What's your other thing?
Do whatever. I don't care.
Like I said, I was going to start single-player campaigns for D&D.
Well, is that the game of the week?
I guess so. D&D 5e. There's a whole...
Brought to you by Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah.
No, we're not sponsored.
No, we're not sponsored. And you know what? You should totally play the game anyways.
Yeah, you should sponsor us, but with magic cards. Please and thank you.
But with magic cards?
What?
Shh, you guys play magic too. Don't worry. Yes, Wizards of the Coast. They totally play magic. Definitely
I've
not just me.
Deck building games my entire life. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, now they know they're lying. So
yeah.
Dial it down a little bit, Sarah. Sorry, okay.
Rewind. Take two. Okay.
I might start getting back into it. For sure. If I got free cards. Fuck yeah.
Have you seen the shelf I have?
Yes.
I think I can help you out on the card front.
In other words, come play with me. I'm lonely.
That is exactly what that means. Well, I have my decks in the car.
Come play Minecraft with me.
See, now we want two different things.
Well,
in Minecraft, I'm going to make a mod to play Magic.
Oh, my God.
We're
going to
play Magic in Minecraft.
That'd be pretty cool.
I don't know
cool,
how I'd do that, to be honest.
That'd be cool.
I
know there's
idea.
A way. I just mean, like, it would take a lot.
If there's a will, there's a motherfucking way.
Right?
Say what?
I said you shouldn't even worry about building, like, little cards to hold on. You should just build the monsters.
I just put it in the...
Have you seen some of those artwork? Yeah, no way, man. That's going to fucking take forever.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it won't. It's a good project.
You're getting third grade, like, art. Just so you actually know what
fine.
Kindergarten art.
That's fine.
That's what you're getting.
As I'm long as he breathes fire or something, I'm cool.
you wait till you see these flames.
Do
just
I have
a red line? Like yeah, looks like a like crayon. Like yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Do I have Microsoft Paint on here?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you're getting. You're getting a 3D model of Microsoft Paint. Yep.
Good.
Of whatever it
Print
is.
Print that shit.
Yep.
Excellent.
Hey, Wizards of the Coast, please make me one of your artists. I am definitely great.
Oh, my God.
If one of my... Because I don't know if one of my coworkers now listens. Just because I've been talking about it a lot.
I don't know.
He's a fantastic artist.
In the past week. So.
But he's a fantastic artist. And if you can just look by how I write. Like it's god awful, let alone my drawings.
Yeah, reading some of your handwriting when working with you, that was. I think I've had to have you translate once in a while.
Well, you're one to talk.
You haven't seen my handwriting.
Yeah.
Actually, you're right. I don't think that I have. Here you go. Here's a blank envelope.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're
Jesus
welcome.
Christ.
I'm going to write it really nice, so she's now going to think that yours is just slop.
That you're crazy. Well, I know what Andy's handwriting looks like, but I can pretty much decipher that.
Yeah. Well, your husband, I hope you can now. You are his translator.
He doesn't
you
write very often,
you are his translator.
Though. That's the problem.
That's why I type everything.
There you go.
Yeah. Well,
I write in all caps, and that confuses people.
At least it's not like my stepdad.
Paul...
Sorry, Paul, but your handwriting is atrocious.
Fucking sucks.
Hey, he's very brilliant, man.
Oh yeah, no, he's one of the smartest people. But like,
holy shit,
just so shit.
Is this an M or a D?
Yeah, exactly. Which you would think that it would be difficult
does this say?
To confuse those two letters, but he makes it possible. He makes it happen.
To make it possible, no, there's a journey in what he. You have to go back to ancient Greece to go get the Rosetta Stone to translate his fucking handwriting. Okay, so if nobody ever got that, never mind. Whatever. Continuing on. So speaking of Wizards of the Coast and D&D and getting back to the track that I was at, I bought my nephew a dice case, some dice, and we got a character sheet for him to set up his character. Woo-hoo. He is 7 years old and playing Dungeons and Dragons. So
he killed two whole goblins.
Yeah, on his first campaign ever, he saved a village.
Good job, buddy.
Good job.
And he took out two goblins. Not really.
but he's seven though.
Yeah, so I can't kill him.
No.
On his first game,
he'd never want to play again.
Fuck. Yeah, but that's also the DM's problem. I forget that challenge ratings don't equate to players' ratings.
Hi, Sarah. This is my very nice handwriting. I hope you love it very much.
And look at that. Not even a stumble on a word. I just did it a lot nicer on the second
one. Yeah, the second one is way cleaner. It
just takes me a lot longer.
My turn. But
he just can't read.
Yes. I mean.
Oh, no, that's all right.
I know some notes. Dude, do you know how much writing I had to do back in audit? It was a pain in the ass. Because when I wrote it all in the note, and then I had to squeeze it in a box this fucking big.
Oh, my God.
Especially if people gave me like a shit ton of parts and like a bunch of them failed. Dude, I had to write all that in a little tiny fucking box.
Couldn't you just attach a second piece of paper?
What we did is I just slowed it down further in the boxes. But I didn't want to waste like the whole sheet because that's like there's five or six audit entries on a page.
Okay.
So if I take another box, like even part of it, that ruins that whole next box someone else to write something. It's just wasting paper more than anything. I could. We did it before. Like there was some that literally took like three boxes because it was that bad. It all depends. But
yikes!
I've never had great handwriting to begin with.
All right, that's fair. Well, now that we're comparing handwriting samples, Andy, I already know that yours is going to be atrocious. Should we take a coffee break?
Commercial.
We're doing commercials now?
Commercial?
When was our first one?
Commercial now?
Oh my God.
And we're back from our commercials.
Yodel-dee-doo.
So, yeah, me and Connor, when we got it here, when he got here, sorry, I should say, we talked about games that we kind of, not that we want resurrected, but games that should be resurrected. And we did jump on the topic of Anthem. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anthem. I understand that there wasn't as much content as there should have been, and that they should have had a little bit more time. Also, that a lot of fan base just dropped hard really quick. However, some of the perks of that game, like we were talking, the flying was so intuitive.
It was just really easy. Like there wasn't really much you had to learn besides like maybe certain buttons you might be able to press to, like for strafing or something, like to do the
right
rolls. But it was just a natural thing. You literally just jumped right off and took off. Like,
yeah, it was buttery smooth, like we were talking about. Like I
just felt so good.
I wish, you know, Sarah got to play a little bit more of that or play it at all.
She still could.
I could.
She could.
I think the servers are still up.
But damn, dude, it was one of the only games where I jumped in and it was like natural to me to play it.
All servers are currently online. Sorry.
Which is great because not a lot of games you can just jump into a game and be like, Oh, this is how this works. You know,
and just be able to like do it immediately.
Yeah. I could probably say there's only a few games like Call of Duty, those games you just naturally start doing things. But that's after years of being the same thing over and over and over again. But jumping into Anthem was like, oh, this is new, but I understand it already off the bat, you know. Which was a disappointment, but I loved it because it was also something that brought me and my friends back together for a little while to play together. What about you, Connor? Is there? I know we talked. This whole thing kind of got brought up because of the Would You Rather last week of Nether, what was it? The Exiled or something?
Was it? I thought it was Hour Zero, wasn't it?
The game that Zero really Hour.
Good. Zero Hour, whatever.
No, I think it was Nether.
Zero Hour.
Yeah, because they're Nether? The devs
dropped the game.
I thought that was dropped Zero the game. Hour.
I think it might have been Zero Hour.
Yeah, I can put them up both. I got them all.
Sure, it was Nether.
Well, how much would you like to bet on it?
The bag.
You want to bet the bag on it?
I'll bet the bag on it.
Wait, Connor can bet the bag because Connor has the bag. So what are you going to bet?
I'm not getting the bag.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't work. Either way, Connor keeps the bag.
No. If I lose, I get the bag.
Oh, yeah, because Zero Hour was the good game out of the two, right?
Maybe.
Out of the other two.
Wasn't it Nakoa, the new kind of adventure one?
Yeah.
So it must have been Nether then, because it was the mixed review one.
I don't get
and the one comment on the top was like, oh yes. My yep. goodness.
It was Nether. Yeah. Right.
It was Nether. But I think that what you were talking about with Nether, it really hit home about like just the devs dropping a great project that could have probably.
I love how the name of it is Resurrected. It's Nether Resurrected.
And we just call it Nether.
No, because you were talking about resurrecting like old games, you know, playing them back. So I just love that it's called Nether Resurrected.
this bitch needs a revive. I think a lot of games out there really
it's the only game they ever made.
Never took off and really needs like that somebody to pick them up and, you know, reboot them. And I don't know, man. It hit home. I don't know why. It just hit home. It was like, man, that sounds like it needs some love in there.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, so you talked about Anthem and the fact that like the controls were just so good. It was so playable.
It was so clean.
That, you know, the like transitions were really easy, and, you know, to be able to go from one action to the next, there was no hesitation, right?
Yeah.
So that's why you want Anthem to come back. What's other than graphics? Like, don't say you loved a game because of its good graphics. Like, what is a different reason that you loved a game that you would want to see a reboot of it? Maybe with better graphics. Or, like, what's something that had a great story?
Anthem kind of needed something of its own. Like,
Anthem needed more content. It needed more fleshing out.
Well, it needed more content to begin with. They kind of they brought it out without it having a lot.
Right.
But that's stuff you can fix, obviously, with time.
Right. They you just need to write the story, basically. Yeah.
They at least fix a lot of the bugs, like, right from the beginning, shortly after the debut. Like, they fixed, like, server cutouts, taking a long time to fucking load in. It takes a long time now only because it's trying to find people and there's no one to play
with.
So it's just like, yeah, but we're like, still looking. Don't worry.
What's basically, I just don't want to hear graphics as the answer that you loved a game, right?
No,
so like,
that's
what's
not.
What's
it was,
a different
it was more
game?
Of just the feel.
What's a different game that you would want to see resurrected for, like, because it had a really good storyline, or because the character development was excellent, or because it, like, the controls really good? Like, what's a different game that you have played that you wish would have gotten more attention, you wish would have been developed more?
And none of the Call of Duty games.
Jack and Dexter.
Oh,
okay, why?
Yeah.
Why did you love
it?
The story.
Dude,
was
just
really
the story,
good.
Like, just, I don't know how I said dude, but.
I'm a dude. It's fine.
I know.
No, I get that. That game definitely needs
that. Brings a lot of memories. Like, that was a game I played with my
nostalgic.
Dad a lot. Yeah, it was very nostalgic. It was one of the last games I played with my dad before he didn't really play with them or play games with them. Yeah, because I was old enough to like kind of be able to do it on my own.
Sure.
Jack and Dexter was just a more complicated game for a kid, so it was a little bit harder for me to grasp when I was younger.
Right.
That's why I only really remember like bits and pieces of the game.
Okay.
But I just remember loving it so much, just driving around and just enjoying just the graphics alone. Like, were beautiful.
Yeah.
But the game was very smooth. I loved the commentary between the two. Them just talking to each other. It was great. And it's kind of hard for me to remember like the whole thing in general, just because it was a long time ago.
Sure.
But I would love a reboot of that game for honestly just nostalgia reasons. Like just playing the game for nostalgia would be amazing.
If that game I'd got pay a reboot,
$60 for that.
If that game got a reboot, worth every which cent. Part of it would you want to have love in? Like, would you? What part would you improve?
I'd probably just bring back. It would probably just mainly be graphics revised, but honestly, I'm like kind of like what they just did with the anniversary editions with Halo.
Sure,
like all they did was just beef up the graphics, sent you the same exact game, no changes. And for a lot of people, that's enough, more than enough. They're like, that's perfect, that's all we wanted. We loved the game, it might be old, it may not play like the new ones, but that's why we love it,
right?
It plays like
it's
that.
The one we grew up with,
exactly. Right. Yeah, it might look a little different, but there was at least a button you could swap it back to what it used to look like,
sure,
which was nice. And because it was on a newer machine, it probably ran even better than it used to. But honestly, I would love to just have a Jack and Dexter game. Maybe just some new graphics. I'd pay $60. I doubt they would probably do that if they ever did resurrect it, make you pay $60 for it. But I would 100% pay $60 and it'd be worth every cent.
It would be worth it.
To me, it'd be worth every cent.
Resurrecting a game that I would. Jack and Daxter's definitely on that list. That the Crash Bandicoot series got its resurrection, but I think we discussed this. They didn't do what they did with what you said with the Halo series. They took it
the same thing and
they
and
took
it look nicer?
And they ran with it and they made it their own game because it's not Naughty Dog that took the I forget who took the name Crash Bandicoot on, and it's not the same games.
It's way harder than the original version.
It's way harder. You get like secret levels with Coco off of the first game, which she was not present in.
Which, like, if you're going to add content to a game that you've rebooted, like, okay, because you're rebooting it. Fair. Fine. Whatever. But, like, don't make it so impossible that people who played it as young people can't get through. Like, I test drove that one at Bob's. Just as we were sitting, and we were playing really stupid, like we played Cuphead for a minute, which is a hilariously fun game. It's so impossible, but it is really fun. We played Crash Bandicoot for a second, and like between Bob and me, we were switching the controller back and forth between the two of us. We couldn't get a quarter of the way through the level. It was like the Hang 10 level, I think. We couldn't get past the first 25% of the level of the course. I'm not a proficient gamer, but Crash Bandicoot is one of the ones that I grew up with that like I got really good at because I played it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So to not even be able to get very far, like, and the playability was better a little bit, but like, I don't know. Just the difficulty of it was hard for me to get past.
We definitely talked about Destiny. I mean, Destiny Bungie got what they wanted out of Destiny finally, because I mean we talked about it. Activision did get their part of their contract done, and then Bungie's like, we're gonna do what we set out to do with Destiny originally, and they finally got that with 2. But I don't know.
Too late for you.
It is a little too late for me. I wish there was, if I had my ways about doing it, I would have kept D1 as, you know, the end all be all, like they originally wanted to do.
And just to keep adding content.
It was just
going to
be Destiny.
Yeah.
Destiny. Just Destiny. And then it was just going like to be forever expansions.
DLCs for days.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's some things that are not like full on game related.
Like, how nice would it be not to have to like swap games or whatever? It's literally you put the game in, it's just DLCs, you're just playing that same game and going other places.
No, and then having your friends that you constantly play with. I mean, I've missed out on hanging out with my friends on Destiny games because of the how much content they put in and how many expansions and how much I had to pay for it. With expansions and stuff like that nowadays, I mean, if you were to buy everything
but there's so many games that require you to buy like a bunch of expansions.
I get that.
Sure. I mean, there's Elder Scrolls Online. You got to buy the expansion. Or if you get the subscription, you get all the expansions, which is kind of nice.
But...
Whereas WoW.
The,
wow.
Oh, wow. But we're talking about almost $200, maybe close to $300.
Do you know what WoW is?
Oh, my God. Well, okay. Dude, okay. I haven't played WoW. I'll be honest there.
I have never owned my own account on WoW, but I used to play with my friend Mariah all the time. And holy shit, can you spend money on that game?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
ridiculous.
And it's quick. But Destiny 2, I mean, what? You're almost up to $300 total? If
just
you
right off the bat.
If you started from the beginning.
Right.
You mean like you bought the first one and then bought the expansions after?
Yeah. We're roughly into the $300 range because I know they just put out, put out a new expansion.
Would you like me to show you my Steam library where I can easily tell you I have spent more than that on games that probably have never even been downloaded? They've never even graced my computer's hard drive. They have literally been bought and sat there for the reason of me playing eventually.
It's so easy to spend money on something that you think you're going to love. Yeah. And then once you have it, you're like, cool, I have it.
Yeah.
And that's
like,
all
it's
you wanted.
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that I don't want to play it. Like, I want to play it. I've just been playing other things.
There's
just so many other games.
Like the hard drive I have here?
Yeah.
I have the, what is it? What series is it? The adventuring series there. It came out with the PlayStation 3.
We'll never know.
Oh my god. I don't want to have to boot it up, but
hold on, I'll look for it.
Damn it. It's not Far Cry. It's one of the shit I don't know. But you get what I'm trying to say is there's a couple of games on there that I have bought or gotten the free games, and I'm never gonna do.
What? It was an adventuring game, you said?
Yes.
Was it The Last of Us?
No.
Was it Journey?
No.
Hmm. Lost Dimension?
No. We, games that we would want to resurrect.
I'm surprised you didn't say Castlevania.
Castlevania, no.
Like resurrecting that series. You wouldn't want to do that.
I think that would be pretty cool.
I think it would just need to.
Is so retro. I think that it would be really interesting.
Well, as far as Symphony of the Night goes, it's in a league of its own.
Well, you're right, but just like bring it back and do a new set of graphics, and maybe have like a little more character development. Not much, just a little.
I think with Castlevania Symphony of the Night, all I think that some of the things could be cleaned up, and just make it a little bit more accessible, I guess. The voice acting sucks either way if you get new people or old people on it. Just keep the lines the same because I know the mobile version is actually different from the original.
Sure.
Which that's also a kicker is that it's available on mobile. Which I think
that seems like a super complicated game to play on mobile.
Oh yeah. That would be too far out. So yes and no. The realm of it is just odd.
Yeah.
To me. Which kind of brings me to a point is there games that have gone that direction? I mean, we're talking about mobile gaming is now becoming a thing. There's a couple of games out there like Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo. It's Street Fighter and it's a puzzle game. Honestly, it got a reboot for PlayStation 3, and I got it for like $20 for Christmas one year.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't have everything that the original game had, but the graphics were updated. Some of the chains for the characters got changed around, but you could go back to the original. To have that as a mobile version, that would be excellent. Because it's like almost kind of like Tetris. If I was to actually compare it to a real game, it would be like Dr. Mario.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Very, very similar to Dr. Mario. But it's more of a head-on, head-to-head type of gaming thing. Let's see. That,
here's a question.
That could do a mobile
version. I just thought of this. Would you want, for me specifically, it would be like the Game Boy Color, but would you want any of the handheld games that you used to play remade for like the PS4 or for like Connor?
So
for the
we have this PC. Great thing called a PC. And
right.
There's a great thing you can do called emulators.
I learn new things every day.
I'm sorry, I gotta make it sound like I was being a dick. I didn't mean to do that, but I was just being
there. You know how I could play Soul Silver on my phone?
Yeah,
it's basically just an emulator.
Same,
it's the
same
thing.
It's just an app with the emulator already on there.
Yeah.
But it's cool. So you remember when I was talking about the Steam Deck?
Yeah.
It's technically a full computer,
right?
So if you wanted,
use an emulator on that.
You can put emulators for days on it. You can put a Switch emulator.
That's pretty fucking cool.
You can literally just have like a Switch Pro.
Sell that deck. Sell.
So good.
Dear Steam, please give us free Steam Decks.
Oh, yeah. Steam Decks for
Steam. We will talk about them every episode. And yeah. Make a new commercial for them.
Yeah, yeah. If you, if
we'll
anybody from
we'll
Steam
hype this shit
is
up.
Listening to us, we specifically use your gaming platform to find our Would You Rathers. Which is betters, whatever.
Good job.
But all the games are available only on, well, not only, but on Steam, and we get them
most of
through
I've talked
Steam.
About have mm-hmm. only been on Steam.
Yeah.
Most of them, yeah.
But they're all
most
found of. On Steam.
They are all found on
it's
Steam,
our, it's
yes.
It's our main source for.
Yes, but like, I think most of them don't have console. Like, they're not also
right,
on
they're
console.
Not cross
right, right, right. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, available. Steam Decks. Three Steam Decks. That would be perfect.
Or like one Steam Deck to start. We could share.
Don't worry, I already reserved mine. So
I've already reserved mine, so.
Sarah, you're the only one? Wow.
Ow!
Wow.
Sorry.
You're going to be the uncool one without a Steam Deck.
Okay, I'm the uncool. I don't even have a t-shirt, bruh. Like, I'm already the uncool one.
Speaking of which, you put up the Halloween t-shirts, correct?
I did, yeah.
Hey, right. It's spooky season.
It is.
To fix something, though.
Spooky season.
I explained Han Solo season to Andy this week.
Oh, boy.
Because he'd never heard that before, apparently. For all y'all who don't know, Han Solo season happens during the fall when all of the basic white bitches put on knee-high boots, black tights, long-sleeve white shirt, and some sort of vest. The only thing they're missing is a Wookiee.
A Wookiee.
And that's usually the guy that follows them around.
You have the shaggy beard and the man bun. Yikes.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, I see what you mean.
I like
P. Rice's.
I remember that was doing it last year. They're exactly the same thing, so I don't understand.
So, if you boys and girls go on to your... go to our website at ragegamenetwork.com. We do have our shirts up. You might get some of them prices off. I don't know why they're weird, but damn, I want that one right there.
There's the zombie RGN in the purple. It does look pretty freaking good.
That's Frankenstein. Come on.
It's labeled as zombie.
Whatever.
So, like, they know what to look for when they go to look for it. It's obviously Frankenstein. He's got stitches on his face and bangs, like. Ooh. Ooh.
You don't like the yellow?
I don't like the yellow.
You don't like the yellow. Okay.
No yellow.
But we got some nice
I do like t-shirts. The blue desk. That looks pretty fly.
For Halloween or spooky season, as Sarah
spooky
puts
season.
It.
Spooky season.
We got some good ones out there. You guys should definitely check them out. We got our vampire, we got our pumpkin, and we got our zombie, quote unquote.
Which is actually Frankenstein.
It's
cool.
And they look dope. And shout out to Catherine again.
Because she amazing. Last
year, she made them. And they are just...
Well, she designed them.
She designed
them. Yeah, she did the artwork for them.
And they came out amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing, darling.
And this year, I'm definitely getting myself one. Because that purple with that green really and good. That orange...
It does look really looks good.
Looks fan-fucking-tastic. All right. They are men's sizes, so careful, you ladies out there.
So if you use a lady, order a size smaller.
Yeah, get yourself a size smaller, probably.
I believe in the description there's a... I could be totally wrong. About to say a size chart.
But, I don't believe there is. Speaking of the other...
bag is lying to you. What?
Other resurrecting what bags do. Games. I think there's some Nintendo 64 games that could get... updates like Pokemon Snap, for example.
Oh,
that was a great game that could probably use an update and a new version or a new version with more content. Use the old stuff, put the new stuff in, and make a good game for the Switch. Hello McFly. That would be a fantastic... Wouldn't that be a fantastic game, Connor?
Be fantastic.
Fantastic. Now, I liked that because it was just... It was a kid's game, but at the same time, it had its difficulties. And, I mean, it was slightly a puzzle-solving game.
Mm-hmm. I remember. Would anybody play a Donkey Kong remake?
Yeah.
Like which one?
Like the N64 ones, now that you're talking about it.
100%.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I didn't play much Donkey Kong.
I love Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong. Holy
shit. Donkey Kong.
Take two. Bless you.
Thank you.
Take three.
We'll get there.
I got to talk to you off air real quick.
No.
After.
Paul.
No! No sneezing on the podcast.
Why?
God,
I could sneeze.
No.
As long as it's not coughing, right?
Rona.
It's the only thing.
Jesus. Some of those games definitely need to be resurrected. If you guys have a game that you decide needs to be resurrected, apparently we also have a... chat box on our
Discord?
No.
Oh, on our website?
On our website that you could put stuff up on.
Yep.
We will be checking those weekly now.
Chat
with
us.
I know that. So hit us up at, I already said it, ragegamenetwork.com. So you got to plug these plugs.
Plug.
Also, if you want to get on the Discord, there might be somebody that you guys might know from previous episodes.
Previous episodes? Who could it be?
Apparently, Pretty Boy Chris is back on Discord.
Pretty Boy! I already knew this. He sent me a friend request.
Yeah, we all got friend requests from Pretty Boy Chris. He is on the Discord. If you guys want to chat him,
tell him he's pretty.
Tell him he's pretty.
He's on there.
Tell him he's pretty.
If you guys want to hit up the Discord, we're on there almost constantly. That's how I know Pretty Boy's there.
Yeah, do me a flavor.
Flavor.
And in any of those ways, send us a note and tell my cat he's not hungry.
Also, tell us what games you would want resurrected. Specifically, just why?
And why, yeah.
Why
What did you love about it that you want it resurrected, and what would you put loving into? Like, what would you make better
once it did? More obscure games would be recommended, so we have to look it up and talk about it. So, hit us up, let us know, email, Discord, Facebook, you got it. You let us know. You rage it. We game it.
Bye.
Peace.
Or is it you game it, we rage it?
No, it's you rage it, we
yeah.
game it.
Yeah.
Do you really think we got it wrong?
Wow.
Or you got it wrong?
I did get it wrong. If you rage it, we game it.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.